This is NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts podcast. My name is Lila West. I live in South Hadley, and this is my story, putting the international into the harvester. I love to tell stories with my family, and the one I'm sharing here is one of my favorites. So when I heard that the latest theme was road trip, I knew I had to audition with this story. It's always a bit nerve-wracking to find out if the audience will laugh at the parts you think are funny, but everyone is so supportive and engaged that the whole experience just becomes a ton of fun. It's also pretty cool to get to share a little piece of yourself with a new group of people and to be a part of that with other amazing storytellers. So if you happen to own an international harvester hat, I invite you to pull it out, put it on, and enjoy the story. I don't know if you have ever gotten into an argument with your father about whether or not he should be allowed to wear his international harvester hat to Europe, but then that same hat ends up saving the day. But I have, and I would love to tell you about it. It was 2011, and my sister was studying abroad in Salzburg, Austria. We're a big Sound of Music family. And my parents and I decided we would go and visit her. It was my second trip to Europe. There first. And while my sister took on the important work of creating an itinerary and booking airfare and accommodations, I took on the equally important task of trying to convince my father that he didn't need to wear his bright red snapback with the mesh and the flat brim to Europe. And listen, we are not a farming family technically, but we are what I would call farm adjacent, meaning we live surrounded by farms. A lot of our family are farmers. A lot of our friends are farmers. But despite that fact, I just didn't think we needed to let Europe know where we stand on the green versus red tractor debate. But that was a debate that I lost. So when we arrived in the Munich airport, the red hat was in tow, and we started our process of traveling from the Munich airport to the Salzburg train station using explicit instructions my sister had written for us. And of course, we didn't spring for the international phone plan because what could go wrong? A train derailment, actually, is what could go wrong. And while we were not on the train that derailed, it still derailed all of our plans. So we found ourselves in the Munich subway station, staring up at this giant subway map entirely in German. We don't speak German. Completely lost. When this woman approaches us with eye contact and a great big smile, and she gestures to my father and she goes, "I couldn't help but notice your hat." I die inside. And she says, "Are you Americans?" She speaks German and English. She's an expat, and she could tell we were lost, and she put us on the right train. She told us what bus to get on. She was an angel sent from above, and off we went. But that bus did not go all the way to Salzburg. So I'm walking up and down the aisle of the bus saying, "Stut mir leid, sprechen Sie Englisch?" My one German-ish phrase. And finally, this high school girl turns around, and she sprechen Sie Englisch. Ladies and gentlemen, angel number two. She guides us to our next train, and she disappears for a minute. She comes back with this young man in tow. He doesn't speak any English, but he's headed towards Salzburg, and he agrees to ferry us on our way. Angel number three. And ferry he does, until he makes it clear, as we travel through multiple modes of transportation, he finally tells us that we are going to get on this train and go to Salzburg, and he's going to get on this train and go to not Salzburg. So the rest of the story includes a train station that's under construction, me bargaining with this really creepy guy to call my sister on her international phone, and her finally finding us outside the Salzburg Burger King. Salzburger King. But we had a fabulous trip. Probably the best trip our family has ever taken. And listen, am I ready to admit that my father's hat might have played a somewhat small but important role in our success? Not quite yet. And do I own an international harvester hat of my own? I own two, because you never know when you're going to need one of those, okay? And three, can I readily admit that we owe all the gratitude in the world to these three angels who guided us on to our best vacation ever? Abso-freaking-lutely. And so now I've decided that even though I am entirely unworldly, and I have a terrible sense of direction, and frankly, I just really like staying home, I've decided it is my duty as a human being to be on the lookout for a fellow traveler who needs me. And 10 years later, I was driving home, the hat was in the back seat, and I found and helped a teenage girl who had driven into and gotten her car stuck in the cornfield down the street from my house. So heroes don't always wear capes, my friends. Sometimes we wear international harvester hats.
That was Lila West with her story, Putting the International into Harvester, debuted at our road trip-themed Story Slam last year. I'm Katie Wright. I produce the Valley Voices podcasts for NEPM. Be sure to subscribe to this at nepm.org. While you're there, you can also sign up to get our Beacon Hill in 5 podcast. Carrie Healy goes over Massachusetts news every Monday morning with a reporter from the State House, so you can start your week on top of what matters here at home. Listen or subscribe from our website, nepm.org. I'll be back next week with another summer short from NEPM's Valley Voices.